Good morning. This is Will McCaughton speaking here this morning again with the morning devotional 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. Dear Father, we come before you here this morning, Lord. We praise you and we worship you, Father, with gladness and thanksgiving in our hearts. We come before you. And Father, we love you, and we come before you asking that you would have your way, your will within our hearts here on earth today, as in heaven. Father, we pray also that you would be with us here as we look at our daily inspiration or daily devotional. Or we could also say our daily bread. The bread that you break for us here this morning, we invite your spirit here, O Father, that we might have revelations, whether we speak or we listen here this morning, that things, different things in different areas of Scripture would reveal itself to us as we look into your word. I pray this all in the name of Jesus. In Luke 8, let me see here. In Luke 8, 9, it was right after a parable here. The disciples came and asked him, what this parable was all about. He also gives this parable in Mark. And this is what he said, "Unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hear that they might not understand." What he said there in that verse falls in line with what I would like to say here this morning. And I hope to say this in a way that it can be understood. I do want to talk about this parable that he had just given here. But I would like to bring out a point in this parable, I guess I would just call it a point in this parable that for most of my life I never saw it. Now, the important thing here is that as speaking on this point and as listening into what I'd like to share with you here this morning, it is important that we are true God seekers, true God's Word seekers, and that we truly believe in God and do His commandments according to His will and His Word, according to the Bible. If we are not in that state in life, then the message that I have this morning or the point that I want to bring out could be a danger to your soul. It is very important that we see God and know that God is there and believe that God is and that He is a rewarder. It is very important that we see ourselves as a sinner and we have a need for a Savior. It is very important that we lay down what we believe and what traditions would have us to believe and lay them down and pick up the belief in God's Word and follow it. Lay everything that we have believed down, for what is written in Scripture. And another thing is that we would see ourselves a sinner and the need of a Savior, and to confess and to repent from our sins. To confess our sins to God and to save men. And to accept Jesus as our Savior, to invite Him in, and to let Him be the Master, the Lord of our life, to submit our life and surrender it completely to Him, and to accept the cross daily in many different ways, and to accept the three baptisms, the baptism, the believer's baptism, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and of fire, and the baptism of the cross, and also to accept that great commission, some of the last words Jesus spoke to his disciples before he went to heaven, is to accept that commandment and to practice that commandment. If we are in that state in our life, then it will be safe to hear the point that I'm bringing out here this morning. If we are not in that state of life and we are deceived and we believe that what we believe is right, and if that belief is not lining up with the Word of God, then Jesus said that if what is in us is darkness and we call it light, He went on to say, how great is then that darkness within us? In other words, if someone takes the untruth and declares it truth and believes that it is truth and it's actually untruth, it is much harder for that person to ever come to the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that he will get to know Christ. So I guess I explained it enough. My desire would be that you would be at a place where you would accept God and His Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, and that you, with all of your heart, would love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So let's go on with the parable now. In Luke 8:5, it says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and soon, as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried. He didn't just say it. He didn't just lower his voice. He cried. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Why was he emphasizing this so much? You know, over time, whenever this was spoken about, whenever this parable was read or spoken or preached about, I always went to, oh, I wonder where I fall in here. I wonder if I might be in the first, I might be one of those first people. Maybe I'm one of the second. Maybe the cares of this world have choked out the thorns and so on, have choked out the word. You know, and it what it always has done, it has brought a searching to my heart. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe many people have done that. Many people, when they hear or read this parable, that is where their thoughts go. And there's nothing wrong with searching our hearts and allowing the Lord to search our hearts and to be honest with us, with where we're at. There's nothing wrong with that. There is another point, though, this morning that I would like to point out. Jesus Christ came and he went about sowing the good seed. Now, the question is, are we sowing the good seed as we go about life? The question is not whether we're seeding or not, because we are. We're seeding some kind of seed, whether it's the good seed or it's the bad seed. Okay? So we need to decide. We need to come to a conclusion here this morning. Each one individually must come to a decision or he must come to a point where he knows whether or not he is sowing the good seed or he is sowing the bad seed. Now, for those, this message is for those that know deep in their heart that they have no other longing, no other desire to sow any other seed but good seed. This message that I have here this morning is for those alone. Okay. Jesus went about sowing the good seed. Now, let's just back up. When Jesus is the Son of God, are you, my friend, a son or a daughter of God? If so, if you are, and if I am, a son of God or a daughter of God, then is it look to us to be a sower? Well, we might say, well, we can't be equal to Jesus. I don't know how you feel about that. But Jesus was a son of God, and so am I. How about you? If I, or if you, are a son of God, then is it required that you sow seeds? I believe it is. There's another place in Scripture where it says that we will reap what we sow. Okay? So if we sow the good seed, we will reap the good harvest. If we sow the bad seed, we will harvest nothing but thorns and weeds. Now, I'd like to take our thoughts a little bit down this road here this morning. Okay, if then we are now the sower, it is required of us that we go and preach the gospel. Jesus was very clear on that. Okay, so as we go spreading the good seed, and we are out there spreading the good seed in this field, and some of this seed falls by the wayside and is trodden down, and the fowls of the air devour it. What are we going to do with that? In other words, if Johnny and Paul hear our words, they hear the gospel through us, and it just doesn't seem to go deep at all. And then some distraction comes along in both Johnny and Paul's life, and they're just distracted. Yes, they believe what we told them, they believe what we preached to them, but they are easily distracted, or maybe easily offended. What are we going to do about that? As a sower in the field, will we then lay down our cedar and seeds and start chasing the birds? It says here, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. What are we going to do at this point? See, Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, he is not saying that whether or not we should chase the birds or not. He's just simply saying that there will be some that their hearts are so hard and the distractions will come and the gospel just won't penetrate. For us as a sower, can we accept that without being distracted? Or are we also going to be distracted by the fowls of the air and start chasing them away from the seed? I think it would be better. Let's go on. This sower in this parable kept on going. Okay? It says some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it was withered away because it lacked moisture. As we preach the gospel, there will be some that eagerly take the gospel, and it springs up in their hearts really quickly. But because there's no depth there, it'll just die away. Now, at this point, the sower with his cedar, I imagine this sower having a hand cedar walking through the field and seeding these seeds. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but you can get these little cedars with a little spreader in the bottom, and you can set the hole in the bottom for how fast your seeds come down through, and you walk through the field, and you spread your seed across the field. And that's what I'm imagining here. And I'm not saying maybe he just had a sack and was reaching into the sack and throwing out the seed. In any case, what should the sower do? Should he at this point put the bag of seeds down and go into this mode where he just wonders, well, what is wrong? Why aren't the people getting it? I believe this is why Jesus said, and he that has ears to hear, let him hear. He is just simply saying that, yes, Johnny and Paul might be distracted. The fowls of the air come and pick it up and fly away. There's others that will accept the gospel, and it will spring up very quickly, and they will be very zealous in the beginning, but then they'll fall away and wither away because there's not enough of depth there. He is just simply saying, what is he saying here? Is he not saying that this is just the way it's going to be? Now, as a sower, these distractions can keep us from continuing to sow. If we do not go on to sow, then we will not continue to reap either. So it's necessary that the sowing of the gospel continues on so that the harvest can continue on as well. It says some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and it choked it. In other words, maybe Paul and Johnny, they accept the gospel. They accept the Lord Jesus Christ. They are born again. They are baptized. They accept the way of the cross, the baptism of the cross. And they start out, and they're zealous, and they're taking the gospel out there. But as offenses come, and as the cares of this world and the whole mix comes against them, the word is choked out. As a sower, what are you and I supposed to do about this? Should we Set down the sack and stop sewing and try to figure out what is going on. Why there are so many Johnnies and so many Pauls. They're just not getting it. And start in that busy circle of wondering what is wrong. Why are these people not getting it? What am I doing wrong? Why? Well, what did the person in the parable do? He kept sowing. And the others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold. This devotional here this morning was meant to encourage the sowers. The sowers that are sowing the good seeds. My encouragement here this morning would be that you do not be distracted with the distractions that your people that you're witnessing to, that you're taking the gospel to, that you would not be distracted by the distraction that distract them, that you would not be discouraged if there are some that come and it springs up quickly, but they fall away. And that you would not be drawn into the things of this world and the cares of this world and all the bombarding that comes through this world that takes some down. We need to pray for those people. We need to place all of those that we love before the Lord. We need to continually lift them up before the Lord, and we need to pray. But if God in heaven cannot continue them on in his ways, then neither can you and I. Jesus is simply saying that this is the way it's going to be. So do not be distracted. Why? Because if you keep on sowing, some will fall onto ready hearts, and they will bring 100-fold. Go, brother. Go, sister. Keep sowing today.